because there's many ways to present Krishna consciousness. But who doesn't like a festival? Who doesn't like the festive mood? Somebody may not like the philosophy, somebody may not even like the prasadam, God knows how. Someone may feel uncomfortable coming to the temple, somebody this, but who doesn't enjoy, let us put it in local language, a party? Here in Australia, this is the party season, right? So that's just a very mundane way. Right? We call it festival. Who doesn't like that festive mood? And therefore, it's Lord Chaitanya's plan. One time Prabhupada spoke of the idea of a world Sankirtan party. And actually in those days he wasn't referring necessarily to book distribution, of which he was always preaching. But in that particular instance, he actually meant something like this, where a group of devotees who are expert at what they're doing, many of the devotees sitting in this room have been part of our festival program for 10, 15, maybe 20 years. You do something long enough, you become proficient at it. Prabhupada's idea was that a group of devotees would travel around the world and ignite this festive spirit, which is very much part of our tradition. You think about it. Actually, Brahma Samhita describes that in the spiritual world, every step is a dance, every word is a song, and it's a festival every day. When does the festival happen? The festival happens when Krishna comes home with the cows. Because no one's happy when Krishna leaves Vrindavan to go with the boys and the cows to the forest for his pastimes. Krishna has his pastimes with different devotees in different parts of Vrindavan. In the mood of being the child of his parents, Nanda and Yashoda, there's the pastimes at home and in the courtyard. And with the boys, it's out in the forest with the cows. With the gopis, well, there's secret places like Terkadamba and Radhakund and Vrindakund at different times of the day he meets. So really the festive joy of Vrindavan is that just before sunset, Krishna climbs the Kadamba tree at Terkadamba, that beautiful forest setting. He goes to the top of the tree and he takes his flute, and with his flute he calls the name of each of his 900,000 cows. And as they come, he has his counter bees, which are made of pearls and jewels. And each cow comes in, he pulls down a valuable jewel. When all the cows are there, then they go home. And because all the residents of Vrindavan have been missing Krishna like anything, more than we can imagine, actually, because their attachment is so strong on the transcendental platform, therefore their separation is so strong. Separation will only be strong if the attachment is strong. So because they have real attachment, transcendental attachment to Krishna, of the deepest kind, we cannot even imagine the nature of their feelings of separation. Mahaprabhu gives us an idea. He said, O Govinda, feeling your separation, I'm considering a moment to be like 12 years or more. Tears are flowing from my eyes like torrents of rain. I'm feeling all vacant in the world in your absence. This gives us a little idea. So the festival, when is the festival? The festival is when Krishna's bringing the cows and the boys back into the village of Vrindavan. Just as all the residents of Vrindavan went with Krishna to the edge of the village and saw him off, so they all assemble just before sunset and all welcome Krishna back, everybody. This is the original Hare Krishna festival. It seems as if they've been separated from Krishna for millions and millions of lifetimes. It's only been 9 or 10 hours. But their joy knows no bounds. It's Krishna and the boys are running up to their parents and telling them all the stories of how Krishna killed this demon and Krishna killed that demon. He's their hero. And the gopis, of course, they can't come very close, so it's Purvarag, there's just some sidelong glance, but that's enough to enter into the heart and cause great devotional mellows or ecstasies in the gopis and Krishna. So this is the original Hare Krishna festival. We can't reenact it like that. It would not be proper. One offense to the holy name is to preach the intimate glories of the Lord to the non-devotees. So, nevertheless, when the Lord came 5,000 years ago, he brought Vrindavan. Goloka became Gokul. And he displayed those same nectarian pastimes here on the earth planet, in Bharatvarsha, just to give us an impetus. Even if you didn't see it, if 5,000 years later you hear about it, the same effect will be there. Cheto, Darpana, Marjana. All the nasty things in the heart, the material desires, will go away, and the love for God will become manifest just by hearing. So the same festival that's going on continuously, eternally in the spiritual world, was manifest by the mercy of the Lord 5,000 years ago. And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that in that sense it was even more appreciable. How could it be more appreciable in this mundane world, which is full of darkness of ignorance? Because Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains, because of the background of darkness, those beautiful, colorful, illuminated pastimes were very easy to appreciate. Just like on our festival tour, when we didn't know very much about theater and stage preparations and productions, in the beginning years we had a very bright, colorful, like Pipli from Jagannath Puri, backdrop on our stage. So then when our girls came on doing their Bharatanatyam, they merged, like green parrots flying into a green tree. They're there, but you can't see them. So they merged, and then one day someone came and said, "Maharaj, we should have a black backdrop." "What? Are you in ignorance? You're in the mode of ignorance? You want a black? We've got all these colorful tents, and everything's very beautiful, and you want to have a black backdrop?" I think it was Dominic. Anyway, we got it and we put it up, and lo and behold, when the stage productions were going on, you could see it so easily. Just like if you take a beautiful jewel and you put it on a piece of black or dark blue velvet, then you can appreciate it. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives this analogy. The Lord's self-effulgent pastimes in the material creation become even more appreciable. Also for the factor that he's come to reclaim the fallen conditioned souls. So there's a special nectar there. Mahaprabhu, he has his leelas also in the spiritual world. Just close to the pastimes in Vrindavan, there's Mahaprabhu's pastimes. But they're chanting and dancing Harinam. But Golok Premdan Harinam Sankirtan, Narottam says, when that kirtan comes from the spiritual world to the material world, it takes on a special quality because they're delivering the fallen conditioned souls by that kirtan. And whereas 5,000 years ago, Krishna only displayed the pastimes, Kaviraj Goswami describes in Chaitanya Charitamrita that when he went back to the spiritual world, there was some feeling of dissatisfaction that I only showed the pastimes, but I didn't invite the conditioned souls to participate. So he came again very quickly, because in cosmic time, what is 4,500 years later? It's nothing. It's like this. Okay. And then Mahaprabhu, he also had a daily festival. In the spiritual world, they're doing the Ras dance, but you see the picture in the BBT publications. There's the Ras dance. Then you see Mahaprabhu's kirtan party. They're having kirtan. Same mood is being manifest through the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And essentially, the festive atmosphere of Krishna consciousness is established through the chanting and dancing to the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is the most important element in any festival program. We can have all the nice tents, we can have this and that and professionalism, etc. But really, the sugar in the cake is the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama
Rama, Hare. Prabhupada states in Bhagavatam that the most important ingredient in deity worship is the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
It is the be-all and end-all of a devotee's life, and it is the lotus flower, when opening, spreads the good fortune to the entire world. Everything we do is centered around the chanting of Hare Krishna, for our deliverance and for the deliverance of the world. So Mahaprabhu established that, and he would regularly observe the important festivals of Vaishnava culture and tradition, especially the Ratha Yatra. Why is that significant? Because we have our festivals amongst ourselves, but the joy knows no bounds when Jagannath leaves the temple and he takes the festive mood of Krishna consciousness to the streets so people can be swept up in that tsunami of love of God. Just like all of us, we were walking down the street or we were sitting, we were swept up by Prabhupada's compassion, by Prabhupada's mercy, by the mercy of the Vaishnavas. It was nothing that we really initiated. It was the mercy of Hari Guru and Vaishnava. This is the nature of a festival. I remember, and I may even have written about it in the diary, my diary chapters, that this year on the Polish tour, I was standing behind one lady, and which I often do. I go around kind of like the king goes around in his kingdom and hears what people say, so he can get an idea if he's ruling the kingdom right or not. So sometimes I go around with a translator and I sit behind people on the bench and they speak because they're excited. And we were standing at the back of the festival and one lady was arguing with her husband on the phone. Obviously, he wanted her to come home. And she said, I don't know how you say honey in Polish, but she said something like that. She said, "This is the most amazing event I've ever been to in my entire life." And she was in her 50s. So even she didn't understand, the spiritual atmosphere was such that her heart was touched. So this is also, Lord Chaitanya is also bringing this tradition, eternal tradition from the spiritual world, just as Krishna did it. In fact, he invited his devotees to come every year for Ratha Yatra. Only one devotee he didn't invite was Lord Nityananda, because he felt that his preaching in Bengal was so important. But the festival was so ecstatic that Lord Nityananda, he disobeyed the Lord and came to the Ratha Yatra festival because it's so blissful. And so many conditioned souls, so many people were swept up in those ecstatic kirtans of Lord Chaitanya. And Śrīla Prabhupāda himself, when he came to the West, he didn't leave this essential ingredient out. From the very beginning, he was inviting people to come, not only for the lecture, which was so important for establishing the authority of Krishna consciousness and giving it a philosophical basis, but there was the festive mood, and he even called it the Sunday Love Feast. People would come for that spiritual atmosphere. So you could say, more than anything, the festivals sweep people up into the ecstatic mood of Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha means that place where there's no anxiety. This is Kunta. But if you get a glimpse of Vaikuntha, then you start on the spiritual path. The festival brings us back to our natural condition. Just like the natural condition of water is what? The natural condition of water is liquid. But when it becomes too hot, water turns into vapor. And when it becomes another extreme, if it becomes too cold, water turns into ice. But those are extreme conditions. What is the normal condition? Australia. I'm just trying to encourage our devotees who've just come here. They may think it's too hot. Because water is liquid. So what is our natural constitutional position? Liquid. Our natural constitutional position is ananda, to be happy. And when things become extreme, then we become in the bodily concept of life, that I'm Australian, American, German, man, woman, black, white. And we experience the dualities in it. But we have to make the situation natural again. Nothing extreme. Natural. Jivar Supoya Krishnara Nityadas. How do you do that? You create the nice atmosphere. Just like if it's too cold in the room, you turn up the heat. If it's too hot, you turn on the air conditioning. You make it natural. When I was in the in India, it was getting very hot in the beginning, so we'd use the air condition. More natural. By the time I left, it was freezing. We were turning on the heaters. Because we always, you know, want to be in the natural. But what is the real, eternal natural? It's Krishna consciousness. So you have to make that atmosphere natural. What is the atmosphere? Golok Premdan Harinam Sankirtan. Wherever there's a festival of chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Anyone who walks into that atmosphere is going to become natural. They may not know how it's happening. Just like a layman doesn't know how the temperature's changing the water into ice, the water into vapor. He doesn't know. But when it becomes the temperature natural, it becomes liquid again. So people don't know. There's a great science how it is that when we come into the spiritual atmosphere, associating with devotees who are chanting Hare Krishna, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, worshipping the deities, living in a holy place, and associating with devotees. If you stay in that atmosphere long enough, watch out. You're going to become a devotee. It's just transcendental reality. If you're determined that you're not going to become a devotee, then you better don't come to the temple, just like Rupa Goswami says. If you've taken the vrat, if you've taken the vow that you will be successful in material life, don't go to Vrindavan. And the full moon night of the autumn season, and go down to Keshigat on the banks of the Jamuna River, where Lord Govinda is playing his flute. Because what will you see? You'll see Shamsundar, Tribhanga Sundara, with his long Keshava black flowing hair, his lips red like bimba fruit, his teeth set like pearls, his body bent in three places, his Vajayanti garland of five types of flowers, eternally fresh, with bumblebees buzzing around them, playing on the fifth note. I've yet to hear the fifth note. I want to hear the fifth note. Devotees pray to hear the fifth note. A special musical composition which melts even hard stone, which melts wood, which melts the hearts of even the most hard-hearted materialist. Rupa Goswami warns, you'll break your vow. That type of vow you can break. You can't break your vows in Krishna consciousness, but you can break the vow of being a materialist, and you all broke those vows. All glories to you for breaking your vows as a materialist. So similarly, if you come to a place where Krishna consciousness is being genuinely practiced according to the rules and regulations outlined by our previous acharyas, and you stay long enough, your heart is going to melt in ecstasy. Especially where there's the loud chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Jiva Goswami says in his Bhakti Sandarbha that the loud chanting of the holy names in the congregation of devotees is beneficial even for a neophyte devotee. He says even a neophyte devotee can experience ecstatic symptoms in a kirtan with other devotees. Kalera dosha nidhe rajan astiyeka mahaguna kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sangha paramaja. Therefore, Shukdev Goswami says, Dhammaraj Pariksha, this age is an ocean of inauspiciousness. But there's one good thing left in this age, that by chanting Hare Krishna one can achieve perfection. And that chanting is meant to be done in the association of devotees, in particular. Mahaprabhu bought that type of kirtan. Otherwise, everything else is inauspicious. Very often when I'm traveling in Russia, I tell the devotees, there's nothing beautiful in this country. There's nothing. It's gray matter from St. Petersburg to Vladivostok. Okay, Moscow is now getting a little different, you know. But there's nothing beautiful in that country. But when I came here today, and sometimes that hurts the Russian devotees. What do you mean? But I hope this won't hurt you. When I was driving through Sydney, I was thinking, there's nothing beautiful here. This is all Maya's, this is all Ugra karma. There's nothing beautiful in this city. Even though I saw the sea in the distance, it wasn't like the sea at Jagannath Puri. The sea in Jagannath Puri is truly beautiful because at the disappearance of Haridas Thakur, Mahaprabhu took the divine body of Namacharya Haridas Thakur after his glorious departure. He carried it in his own arms down to the beach. And he bathed that body in the waters of that sea and declared that from this day forth, this is a great place of pilgrimage. So if you want to, what do they say, life's a beach. If that's your philosophy, then go live at Jagannath Puri. And you can think that and make perfection. Just like Prabhupada said, if the drunkard thinks that Krishna's the source of this wine and he drinks it, he'll become Krishna conscious. As long as he's thinking of Krishna, you're Krishna conscious. So the atmosphere, we want to create that atmosphere. We have that atmosphere here. As soon as you walk into this temple, you feel the mercy of Shishuvada Gopinath. As soon as you walk out, ugly Sydney. Hope there's no city councillors here. But really, after coming from India, well, even India, I mean, Mumbai is practically as bad as New York. It's worse. But Braj, Mayapur, Puri, the Dham, they're not in this world. They're oases in the desert of material existence. They're the embassies, like you have the embassy, American embassy, French embassy, whatever, here. That's not under the law of this country. In Canberra. You go to those embassies, they're not run by Australian law. They're run by the law of that country is representing. So similarly, when you come to a Hare Krishna temple, it's not working under the laws of material nature. To the degree that the devotees who are living in that temple practice the process of Krishna consciousness. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Shmaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandham, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. To the degree the devotees are Atmanivedanam, surrender to the process, surrender to Guru, surrender to Krishna, that atmosphere is transformed by the mercy of the Lord. The amazing thing is that you can create that atmosphere anywhere you go. That was demonstrated by Lord Chaitanya. Hariharaya nama, Krishna yaravaya nama. Wherever he went, chanting and dancing, it became like Vaikuntha. Not only Vaikuntha, it became like Goloka, because Vaikuntha is the official kingdom of God. And according to Raghunath Das Goswami in his Manashiksha, Gaudiya Vaishnava should not aspire necessarily for the worship of Lakshmi Narayan, because that is the mood of Aishwarya, or on reverence. Now we do worship in on reverence, but our goal, our Siddhanta, is to go to the mood of Goloka with its very intimate, loving dealings with Krishna. That is the mood that Lord Chaitanya wanted to establish through his Sankirtan movement. He wanted to teach the world about Braj Bhakti. He was the first incarnation who actually gave love of God. Other incarnations, Paritranaya Sadhanam, Vinashaya, Chaduskritam, enliven the devotees, kill the demons, establish religion. But Varaha and Matsya, they were like rescuing the earth, rescuing the Vedas. What was Lord Chaitanya's mission? Flood the world with love of God. Namo Mahabhadanaya,
Krishna Prem Padayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya, Namne Gotase Namaha.
Rupa Goswami noted this. What is this, God? This incarnation? He's mad! He's mad with love of Krishna! And what's he doing? This is crazy! He's distributing it to the most fallen people! Like Jagai and Madai! And what kind of prem is he giving?
Braja prem.
The love that the gopis have for Krishna. Of course, all of Vrindavan, but Mahaprabhu specifically mentioned that of all the devotees, the gopis, they have the most refined, pure, exquisite, pleasing love to Krishna. That is what Mahaprabhu is distributing. Braja prema. And who's meant to receive it? The people lying on the sun, in the sun at Bondi Beach. They're out there to cook their bodies. They're like lizards. Hope there's no sun worshippers here. But when the festival party comes by, because the kirtan party itself is a festival, I often think like that in Poland. We go out on Harinam, like you've been going out with Tri Bhuvaneshwara, Tribi, with his new harmonium, I haven't figured it out yet. And we create that atmosphere right on the street, and I sometimes think that the Harinam's almost as good as the festival itself. Really? Almost as good as the festival itself. What to speak if you get an invitation and you come to the festival? Wow! You get both. And you come into that atmosphere and you so refreshing and livening. But it's not sentimental. It's not just singing and dancing. It's based on a very sound philosophy. And Mahaprabhu, he could stop the kirtan and defeat Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya on Vedanta. It took Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 7 days to expound Vedanta. It took Mahaprabhu about 20 minutes to defeat him. And he could speak with Ramananda Roy on the highest topics of love of God. He could defeat Prakashananda Saraswati. So don't think it's just sentiment. Therefore, at the festivals, we also have philosophy. Therefore, we brought a philosopher, Raghava Pandit. You'll hear it when he gives class. He's one of my favorite Bhagavatam speakers. He's younger than me, he's a younger devotee than me, he's a disciple of a godbrother, but I so much appreciate his speaking that originally it was just going to be me and him, remember? I was going to come to Australia, so I don't want to come alone, because Prahlad's, you know, a married man, studying and working. So I thought I was in South Africa. Yeah, I'll bring Raghava and then we can, you know, travel around together. He can give a class, I'll give a class. I don't know how this idea came to bring a festival program to Australia. Thank God it came. I don't know, just sitting there, the Brigu, you know, 4 places or 3 places, you know. We went to Ireland, okay, we're South Africa. What's the 3rd place we should take the Hare Krishna Festival of Poland? Hey, let's go to Australia. They like parties. It's the festival season. 'Tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Yeah, that's it. That's what I was looking. Just like Mr. Yurik Ovshek, who organizes the big Woodstock festival. 300,000 kids, 50 bands. He told me the first Woodstock. He said, he came over, he said, saw a little festival. The tent was small. This is the mood I'm trying to create. What you have is what I'm trying to do here, but you only have, you know, a couple hundred people. I have 300,000 people. How do you do it? I say, well, stick around. Or maybe just take us with you. Let us come every year. He said, yeah, come on back every year. And then we got so big with our festival, a tent that holds 10,000 people. One time he came and he said, Maharaj, it's been 6 years now. Are you part of my festival or am I part of your festival? That's on the video. Immortalized in the video. So what does a festival mean? A festival means really what we say on the beach, right, Trivi? When we go on the beach, we say, we have something for everyone. That's the beauty of a festival. Other activities, they have their sequence of events. They take you from A to B to C to D, just like book distribution, essential. Most people's contact comes through book distribution. Therefore, Prabhupada stressed it above and beyond anything. But what is the result? That you come to the temple to learn how to practice what's in the books. Then when you know that, then you commit yourself to live in the association of devotees. And when you do that, you be committed to go back home, back to Godhead. So A leads to B, leads to C, leads to D, like that. Now the beauty of this festival is that this is why it's so important. This is why it's so much part of our tradition. This is why God himself brings the festival from the spiritual world. This is why Prabhupada, his dear most chosen son, Lord's son, also introduced Sunday feast, Rath Yatra. Why do you think Jayananda went back to Godhead? Because he's established the Rath Yatra in the United States of America, practically single-handedly, you could say. He was older than the rest. Old means he was 35 at that time. Older, experienced. And when he died, Prabhupada wrote that famous posthumous letter. If you had any material desires as a devotee, you won't take birth again in this ugly earth planet. You'll go to Svargaloka, and in that celestial, refined atmosphere of ladies and gentlemen, you can purify your heart and go to Vaikuntha. But, he said, because you were hearing the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, which means a tape of Prabhupada was playing as he died, because no one else was in the room, Prabhupada said, I say you have gone to Krishna Loka. Who has the qualification to go to Krishna Loka? Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sadurlabaha. Krishna says, after many, many, many births, one who's fully surrendered comes to me, surrenders to me. Means that the path may take us many births. How is it Jayananda? It's Guru Kripa. Guru Kripa. There's Krishna Kripa and Guru Kripa. There's a deity in Jagannath Puri, Tota Gopinath. We told the story. Tradition says that that deity, Tota Gopinath, which was found by the Lord in the sands of Jagannath Puri and given to Gadadhar Pandit to worship, that very deep, mystical Ishtadeva of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he can give prema to a sadhaka. Therefore, you see a lot of devotees hang around Tota Gopinath. They chant their rounds back and forth. I was hearing, I wasn't going there, but devotees are chanting and begging mercy. It's extremely merciful. So there's also Guru Kripa. Guru Kripa is actually more available than Krishna Kripa. Because the spiritual master is a manifestation of Srimati Radharani, who's the best devotee of Krishna, and by God's grace, she is the most compassionate devotee of Krishna. She says to Krishna, Krishna, just see this boy and this girl, they're serving you so nicely. Even I can't serve you so nicely. She says like that. One time I said that in class, and Shiva Ramas, she doesn't say that. She says that they're serving nicely, so she recommends. I said, no, Maharaj. She said, they're serving better than me. He said, prove it. So after class, I went back to my room. I found three references on the folio. And he had to accept. That because she displays the Mahabhav, Madhavendra Puri, Mahaprabhu, and Radharani, they have the... they're the only three who can experience that highest Mahabhava. So naturally, being the greatest devotees, they manifest the greatest qualities of a devotee. And what is the crest jewel of all the devotees of Vaishnava's qualities? His compassion. Vanchakalpa turubhyascha kripa sindubheva cha patitanam pavanevyo Vaishnavebhyo namo. When we offer our obeisances to a Vaishnavas every day, every single day, like Raghunath Das Goswami, when he was living for 48 years at Gaurakund, he would offer obeisances to 10,000 devotees every day. What was he offering obeisances to? I offer my obeisances to the devotees, the Vaishnavas, who are very merciful. They're always concerned about the spiritual welfare of all living entities. So Radharani has that compassion for the devotees. So that is the mood you come into when you come into a festival. The festival is not just for us. These public festivals are more for the people than they are for us, and that's why I love them. I love the devotee festivals because they give us purity. They cleanse the heart. They give us purpose. They give us the ability to go out and preach. And by preaching, you get the urge to come back and perform sadhana. And then you get the urge to go out and do preaching. And it's like stepping up the steps. Sadhana, preaching, like that. But the festivals for the people, this is the mood of Mahaprabhu. The kirtans at Shivasangam were for his devotees. But one time Mahaprabhu just burst open the doors and said, "Let's go out on the streets of Navadvip." What? Like the first time somebody asked you to do Sankirtan. What? I thought like it was all about like eating halava and stuff like that. I don't have any qualification to preach. No, your qualification is the order of your guru. Because along with the instruction of the spiritual master always comes the ability to execute that instruction. That is why the guru-disciple relationship is so tantamount, so paramount in Krishna consciousness. Because Krishna's mercy flows through the guru. The strength to perform the impossible comes by the mercy of Krishna through the guru. He's the transparent vaya medium. What's the impossible? Daivyesha gunamayi mamamaya duratya. That's the impossible. To overcome this material nature. How to do it? But those who surrender unto me can easily overcome it. What does it mean to surrender to Krishna? The first principle of surrender is to surrender to Krishna's devotees. So when we go out and do these festivals, as we're going to be doing this next month, there's some special nectar about them. Because the holy name is very pleased when he's distributed. Srinam Prabhu means the holy name. Prabhu is a person. It's not a sound vibration. It's a person. We're glorifying the person by chanting his name. He's very pleased when you go out loudly and you chant, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama." Now, Sankirtan in the general way means all the activities that we do to attract people, even deity worship. But to speak of book distribution and restaurants. But festivals are such an integral part, and they must be developed more and more. And more for the public. If the people don't come here, we must go to them. That's the meaning of Rath Yatra. But Rath Yatra doesn't mean once a year. That's not the spirit of Krishna consciousness, once or twice. No, the spirit of Krishna consciousness, a flood of mercy. Every day, constantly flooding the earth with the holy names of Krishna. That's the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that we're going to get, for I don't know how, but somehow or other we have the privilege to do this type of work. In days of yore, these activities were given to Mahaprabhu's most qualified associates. Who was the commander-in-chief of the Sankirtan movement, Raghava? Who was the commander-in-chief under Lord Chaitanya? Who was his commander-in-chief? Lord Nityananda. Who was the Namacharya? Haridas Thakur, incarnation of Brahma, incarnation of Prahlad and Brahma, both. We had that discussion at Siddhabakul. Who
Who are the persons who propagated the Sankirtan movement 500 years ago? They're all liberated souls. They're all part of the Lord's Ras Lila. They're ladies and they became men. The ladies became men, the gopis. Gaur Gonadesh Deepika describes who's who. That's the real who's who. You can go to the library. Who's who? All your Australian presidents, you know. Now you have Mr. Rudd. What's the name? Rudd. You have all these presidents, prime ministers, whatever they are. You've got them all. Who's who? What's the real who's who? Gaur Gonadesh Deepika. Radha Krishna Gonadesh Deepika. Whatever. Yes. Those personalities came down with Mahaprabhu. They were doing the same. And now who? And then Narottam, Srinivas, Shyamananda, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baladev Bijibhusana, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gaur Kishordas Babaji, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Srila Prabhupada, and then us. Whoops, what happened? No. By practice you become perfect. What we're doing now is what the liberated souls in the spiritual world do all the time. The difference is only in consciousness. But we're practicing. So we're out there, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. We're dancing. We're waking up Krishna. We're bathing Krishna. We're dressing Krishna. We're feeding Krishna. Who does that, Mother Yashoda? We're dancing with Krishna on Sankirtan. We're dancing. Who does that? Gopis. These are the activities of the most refined personalities in creation. Why are we doing it? Because we showed some little interest. Some little quick look. Like Srila Prabhupada told His Holiness, His Divine Grace, Tamal Krishna Goswami. He said, if someone chants Krishna's name just once, even in jest, Krishna writes that person's name down in a book, and he follows that person birth after birth after birth until he makes him into a devotee. Somehow, we take one step, Prabhupada, you take one step towards Krishna, it takes 1,000 steps towards you. This is the causeless mercy of the Lord. Somehow, we're engaged in this activity. And by being engaged in this activity sincerely, being very strict sadhakas, very strict sadhakas, because the first principle of love, we're talking about love of Godhead, the first principle of love, Prabhupada said, is obedience. Nothing wishy-washy, sentimentally, starry-eyed. In Gaudiya tradition, the first principle of love is obedience. Disciple means discipline. And by being disciplined and refraining from sinful activity, pure activity, and engaging in these very highly exalted activities of liberated souls, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Shmaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandham, Dasyam, these activities which we fall short very often because they're such exalted activities. Nevertheless, as my Muslim friend said in Oman, Swamiji, do the members of your spiritual tradition sometimes fall down? I said, yes, Mula. He said, then you tell them. In our tradition, Muhammad said, you fall down 8 times, you pick yourself up 9 times. Whatever happens, we never stop chanting Hare Krishna. Holy names will. They've delivered us once from the denseness, darkness. They can deliver us again if we're sincere. So we have that privilege. We should never think, oh, it's so hot today to go out. It's sweltering. It's humid. And tonight we have the festival too, and tomorrow again. There's no break. 1 month. Never think like that. Prabhupada told us in Paris, he said, thank you for all this hard endeavor. He paused. He said, no, he said.
It is all mercy. It is all devotional service. And if you get accustomed to it, if your heart gets purified, then like Prabhupada wrote His Holiness Prabhavishnu Swami, I can understand how difficult it is there in England in the winter going out and distributing books. And sometimes it must be very cold, he said. And sometimes you may not have enough food to eat. And sometimes you may not have a proper place to stay. He said, but because you realize it is Sankirtan, and you're taking relish in that, he said, for you, it is just like child's play. Like children, they go out and play in the rain. The mother's pulling her hair out. You're in the wet puddle. It's raining. Yeah, I'm having a fun time, Mom. Or Gurukul. The kids love it. You know, you see the Gurukul Swamis. His Gurukul, they love to sleep on the floor. He's a little kitri, you know. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna. They walk in the dark to the temple. I have to have my big flashlight. Watch out for snakes. And the austerities are nothing when you're relishing the nectar of distributing the holy names. It's nice enough to chant. How nectar it is to distribute. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur prays, when will my compassion for all fallen souls manifest? And with a lowly heart, feeling myself not at all qualified, but just being the humble servant of my guru, taking his message as unqualified as I am, and giving it to these poor people. When will that compassion manifest in my heart? With a lowly heart, I'll go out to preach the divine command. So we're blessed. We're blessed. And this is the season of blessings here. This is the festival season. This is the season of giving. At least they have that. Because most conditioned souls are only really concerned about getting. They only give to get. They give something as a pretense of getting something in return. You scratch my back, it's a pretty heavy statement, and we wouldn't make it in public, because the people are nice, especially the people of this country and New Zealand. These are very nice people. I like to come here. They have a certain, every place has a charm, if you've tried to see it from a spiritual advantage point, because the spirituality is everywhere, because everyone's a spirit soul. So the Australian people, they have a sort of lightheartedness about them, humor about them, and I think they're very good candidates for Krishna consciousness. And I think this process will become very attractive. Right now they're a little blinded by the beauty of the beach and the beauty of, you know, modern civilization and sense gratification. But I think that if we stick around long enough, they'll see the reality. That real beauty is Krishna consciousness. Real happiness is Krishna. They don't know what is happiness. Happiness begins the moment the holy names are dancing on your tongue. That is your first taste of joy in millions and millions and millions of lifetimes. So somehow we have this great opportunity. As Jesus said, let us quote Jesus, because this is his month. Like we had Kartik, that's Radharani's month. Right? She's called Kartika. She's the queen of Kartik. And we go to Braj to get Radharani's mercy so that we can come to the Western Reach. Well, not, yes, we come. We would like to stay there. There's only one reason to leave Vrindavan. That's the preach. Otherwise, we should just stay there. But we have the order of Guru. And we experience the same joy everywhere we go by His mercy, preaching the glories of Vrindavan. But this is December. This is, they say, I don't know how they figured it out. It sounds like some kind of business arrangement, but December 25th is the appearance day of Lord Jesus Christ, who Prabhupada said one time is one of our spiritual masters. So this, Jesus said, it's better to give than it is to receive. We've been receiving. We've been on the receiving end for a long time, all of us. Not a day goes by we don't receive a lot of mercy. And we should also distribute that mercy. Don't think that if I give it, I'll lose it. Now, spiritual mathematics means you give and you become unlimitedly more blessed by that giving. So we should give. And it doesn't mean Salvation Army. I don't want to be down on the Salvation Army, but ding dong, ding dong. Please give some money for their shoes, for their jackets, for their bathing suits, for their bathers. No. That's okay, Prabhupada said. We don't condemn that. Because that's piety, and piety can help. Piety doesn't bring one to Krishna consciousness, but it's a fertile field to plant the seed, a pious person. That's not the type of giving. We want to give them what? The real jewel of life. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Because if you have that, you're this close to love of God. And if you have love of God and you have nothing else, you're the richest man or woman on earth. And if you have everything but you don't have love of God, you're a beggar. And beggars should go door to door and beg for their sustenance. So you should come begging to this temple, knocking on the door, "Please, sir, I'm a beggar. Please give me something valuable." Here, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So the festive season doesn't mean, you know, wild parties and drinking and smoking drugs, and, you know, that's what it means for these people. As ludicrous as it seems, the worshiping Jesus by, you know, anyway, we won't go into detail. But let us not condemn them. Let us just show them something better. Our position is not to condemn, because we were condemnable about one moment ago in cosmic time. We were also out there. Well, many of you weren't. You were born into this movement. But in your last life, maybe you weren't such goody-goodies. Let us just say that we're in the material world. We've done the wrong thing. And so there's no need to condemn. They're already condemned. Let us just go out and flood them with mercy, with Lord Chaitanya's mercy, with this nectar of Vrindavan. Let them hear about the original personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, his eternal consort, his friends, his lovers, his abode, his favorite mountain, Giriraj, Govardhan, his favorite animals, the Saravi cows. Let us just go and just Kirtaniyat Sadahari. Without cessation, Prabhupada said 24 hours a day, but without cessation, just keep chanting, chanting, chanting. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And it will work. It has to work, because it's God's desire. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath ki, Jagannath Subhara Baladeva ki, Shri Shri Ghornitai ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Sydney Yatra ki, Australian Yatra ki, Worldwide ISKCON ki, Back Home Back to Godhead ki, Vok Premanandi. Thank you, Hare Krishna.